Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, to New Jersey now, where a group of high school students is trying to preserve an indigenous Guatemalan language that's at risk of vanishing by the end of this century. The students are from Princeton, New Jersey, and their cuddly solution has caught the attention of judges at a nationwide STEM competition. From member station WHYY, Kenneth Burns reports.
There are more than 7,000 languages spoken around the world. By the end of this century, it's projected that more than half will disappear.
Many of the languages, the indigenous languages particularly that are around, are only spoken by very elderly people. And once they pass away, no one in the younger generations have learned it.
Mark Eastburn is a research and science teacher at Princeton High School. He's leading a team of students who are participating in Samsung's Solve for Tomorrow competition.
This, I think, is by far technically the most ambitious thing that we've ever done. And I really am incredibly impressed with the talents of all the students and what they're accomplishing and their commitment to this project.
The contest requires students to use STEM skills to address a social issue in their community. Three winners will be chosen for a $100,000 grand prize. The indigenous language the students are working to preserve is Mam, which is native to the western highlands of Guatemala. UNESCO lists it as a vulnerable language that could go extinct by the end of the century. In Princeton, there is a small immigrant community that speaks the language. Students are building an AI-powered stuffed animal that will allow people to practice and have conversations in Mam. Matias Da Costa, a junior and robotics team member, says they developed two prototypes of the toy.
One that would work with buttons that would be used in places that had no internet access. With the buttons, you would just click the button and it would have a recorded prompt or question that it would ask the user, and the user could answer using the buttons.
The other prototype would be connected to the internet with the help of ChatGPT and AI. The toy would respond to the user who speaks to it with a microphone. Daniela Gonzalez is a senior who emigrated to the U.S. from Guatemala. She studied another indigenous language, Pokomam, for 5 years. Here, she asks the group's AI prototype, Weesh, a stuffed cat, to teach her to count in a Mayan language.
Let me show you.
Hola, buenos días. ¿Podrías enseñarme a contar del 1 al 10 en Pokomam, el idioma maya de Guatemala?
Claro. Aquí tienes los números del 1 al 10 en Pokomam. 1 yun 2, cap, 3 ox 4 can 5 cho, 6 wuk 7 wakshakib, 8 waksak, 9 beleg 10, lahun.
Essentially, the students are creating a Google Translate database for Mam from scratch. They scour the internet for resources on the language. A lot of what they find is gleaned from PDFs. From there, they write the computer program. In the classroom, students solder pieces of the robot together, put together the marketing materials, and record the words the robot will speak. Cassiopeia Mitova, a senior, is one of the audio engineers.
I've been making changes to the audio to make it sound more kid-friendly, taking inspiration from toys like Furbies, which in their most popular iterations have like the higher-pitched, squeakier voices.
So I am still currently engineering them to sound different.
The team is also relying on some of their native Mam-speaking classmates like Alexi Hiwan. Hiwan says the robot will protect the language for the next generation. He hopes the project will have an impact.
Que lo podemos mandar en varios lugares.
That we can distribute the robot to various parts around the country and in other countries.
The Princeton High School team will present their project before a panel in Washington, D.C. later this month. A winner will be announced on April 30th. For Here and Now, I'm Kenneth Burns.